Last fall, Fayetteville competed in the International Compassion Games, becoming just one of 26 compassionate cities worldwide. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan proclaimed February 2014 as a month of compassion in that city. The organization Compassion Fayetteville has planned a collection of compassion events and activities throughout the month. Here on Ozarks at Large, you'll hear stories of compassion. We start today with Christina Andazola, now a receptionist and client caseworker at Seven Hills Homeless Shelter. The year 2008 was a difficult one for Christina.
I actually got a divorce early in 2008. I had a young baby and two other children that were a little bit older. And when I got my divorce, my husband just basically left and left me with all the bills. And I had quit my good job to stay home with the baby, so I didn't have a job anymore. So it was pretty much a struggle when he left. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I did work a lot of odd jobs. And I did what I could and tried to work during the day. So 2008, it started off with the divorce. And then in July, I lost my, well, actually September 3rd, I lost my brother. And he was my only brother growing up. I have other brothers and sisters, but they're not in this state and I've never met them. But my brother passed away of a drug overdose. And with that being said, my mother, which is paranoid schizophrenic, that was living with me after my divorce, had a very hard time, so I had to commit her. So that was three things that happened. And then the kicker was at the end, December 8th. I went back into the hospital after a year and found out that the fibroblastic tumor that I had grown bigger. It was the size of a tangerine at first, and then it was the size of a grapefruit. So they said, we're going to have to give you a hysterectomy. But while we wait for your medical papers, you'll have to be on pain pills. So for 6 months, I had to take pain pills, and it was really extremely hard not to take them because I felt like I was in labor. And finally, I had my surgery for that on June the 16th of the next year, 2009. Well, all this time, I'm still, you know, working odd jobs and trying to get by. And I came into Seven Hills just to get a job. I saw an ad in the paper for a front desk. So I was like, I can do that. So I came in and I applied, but they'd just hired somebody. So they told me about the FICASO program, which the FICASO program helps people get into a place and helps them with their bills and rent until they're able to stand on their own. So with all this, I even had a case manager that came in every week, and she gave me my self-esteem back, I guess you could say, and she gave me hope. She would always tell me, you can do this. It was really hard. I was a single mom of three, and I was taking care of my mother. So I was trying to find a job Monday through Friday days so that I wouldn't have to leave my kids with my mom that was sick after school. And I was able to take care of them and on the weekends. And it's extremely hard for a single mother to find hours like that in Northwest Arkansas. So for 10 months, I went to budgeting classes. I did my resume over. I looked for jobs. I wasn't able to find a job. It was really hard. Even during the Christmas season, I went with my friends to Black Friday. Well, they took their wallets and their cash to buy gifts. I took my clipboard and my pen so I could fill out applications to get a job. And even that didn't work. And so February came around and I was 10 months in. And that's usually the max. And
in the FICASO
program, yeah. And
you never lost your home.
No, I came very, very close. And after the 10 months, you know, I graduated the FICASO program, but I still didn't have a stable job. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I was sick on the couch. There was a big snowstorm in the middle of, or the beginning of February, and Miss Cynthia Seidman called me, and she said, we'd like to give you a job. So February 14th of that year, I came in, and I interviewed, and I got the job, and I started on the 23rd of February, and that's almost 3 years now, and I love my job here. I get to help people every single day. And on top of that, for the last 8 to 9 months, I've been doing Ficasso case management. So I get to go into homes and I get to tell single mothers, you can do this. And I promise you that just hearing that gives you so much support as a single mother, as somebody that's having a really hard time, just somebody being there and showing up and, you know, giving their all to help you change your life. And so for me being able to do that, it's awesome. I mean, it just gives me so much gratification just knowing that they may be in a hard place right now, but I know they can make it because I'm making it. I'm able to take care of my kids and my mother. I'm no longer on food stamps. And that's a wonderful feeling. I don't have to answer to anybody just because I need to buy food for my family. I can buy it myself. And it's just a wonderful thing that Seven Hills did for me. And they're still doing it. I have so many people that's got my back that tells me all the time, you're doing a great job. We appreciate you. And it's so fulfilling for me to be able to be in this company and do the things that people did for me. So giving back is the best thing, I think. And I love it. And that's pretty much my story.
With her oldest son now in college and the others old enough to stay home alone for a bit, Christina is able to work the hours necessary to support them. Her kids are in awe of their mother's hard work.
My oldest son is very proud of me. I finally moved from the house that we lived in for 10 years, and we've moved to a nicer house, more space for us, and I bought a car. I don't have car payment. My kids are ecstatic, actually. I'm able to get them what they need instead of having to just, well, we'll see if I can do it. We'll see if I can do it, and wanting to do it, but just not able to because the finances weren't there. But now it's, what can you work for? I mean, if you really want it, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to clean the yard, you know, whatever? And they work for their money, too. I mean, my oldest son not only has a full scholarship to college, he also works. And he has his own place. So I think that it showed him a lot for me to not give up, to not, you know, give in to, you know, all the negative things that other people were telling me, you know. I heard, you'll never make it, you know, it's just too hard for single mothers these days, and my ex-husband used to tell me all the time I was never going to make it without him, but I have, and I'll never look back, because I'm perfectly happy now, and I get up every morning with a smile on my face. When I come to work, it's not a chore, it's just what I do, helping people. And I don't think there's not a better job than that. Not in my mind.
Christina Andazola is with Seven Hills Homeless Shelter. February has been designated a month of compassion in Fayetteville. For information on events, visit compassionfayetteville.wordpress.com. We'll share another story of compassion on a coming edition of Ozarks at Large.